San Diego's housing market is sending mixed signals right now, and the data reveals some interesting patterns depending on where you're looking in the county. Marcus, the overall picture shows a median sale price citywide of $954,000 over the 3 months ending in May 2026.
That's down 3% year over year, Sarah. But here's where it gets interesting. North County is telling a different story with median prices up approximately 4.5% year over year. So we're seeing geographic variation within the same market, which suggests different supply and demand dynamics in different parts of the county.
The volume numbers are worth noting too. We had 2,684 homes sold in May, up from 2,552 last year. So while prices are softening in some areas, we're actually seeing more transaction activity. Active inventory countywide has risen roughly 24% compared to a year ago, which gives buyers more options than they've had in recent years.
Days on market in North County are averaging around 37 days, up from pandemic-era lows when homes were selling within days of listing. That's still a relatively fast-moving market, but it's not the frenzied pace we saw during 2021 and 2022. The interesting split is between property types.
Exactly. Single-family supply is running 34% below its 10-year average, keeping that segment firmly in seller's territory. But attached properties, condos and townhomes, face above-average inventory and modest year-over-year price softness. It's like we have two different housing markets operating simultaneously.
Mortgage rates are currently sitting in the low to mid 6% range, down nearly half a point from a year ago. That's still significantly higher than the pandemic-era lows, but the downward trend is providing some relief for potential buyers. The question is whether this market normalization continues or if we see another shift.
Speaking of economic trends, let's talk about gas prices because they affect everyone's budget. San Diego regular unleaded is averaging approximately $5.90 per gallon as of early June, tracking just above the California statewide average of $5.89. Diesel is at $7.70.
The good news is that analysts are noting a slight downward trend from recent highs. The AAA average has dipped from $6.06 in late May, so we're seeing some relief at the pump, even if prices remain well above historical norms.
Now, here's an interesting legal development affecting city finances. A judge has ruled that the city of San Diego illegally collected more than $16 million in late fees and penalties on parking tickets over approximately 3 years, February 2022 through March 2025.
The ruling found that required notice rules were not followed, which is a significant procedural violation. The city is disputing the allegations in this class action case, but $16 million represents substantial revenue that could potentially need to be refunded. That has implications for the city's budget planning.
It also raises questions about how municipalities balance revenue generation with proper legal procedures. Parking enforcement is a significant revenue source for cities, but it has to be done according to legal requirements. This case could influence how other California cities handle parking ticket notices and penalties.
Looking at the broader economic landscape, that $9.1 billion county budget we discussed earlier reflects significant investment in economic development infrastructure. The $93.1 million allocated for affordable and supportive housing addresses one of the region's key economic challenges.
And the $852 million for social safety net programs, CalFresh, CalWORKS, Medi-Cal, represents recognition that economic support services are essential infrastructure, especially in a region with San Diego's cost of living challenges. These aren't just social programs, they're economic stabilizers.
The $265.9 million for road safety and maintenance is also economic infrastructure. Poor road conditions cost drivers money in vehicle repairs and reduce efficiency for businesses that depend on transportation. So these budget allocations have direct economic impacts beyond their primary purposes.
What we're seeing across these different indicators, housing market changes, fuel prices, municipal revenue issues, and budget allocations, is a region trying to balance growth pressures with affordability concerns. The question is whether policy responses can keep pace with market dynamics.